Northern Eskimo live in houses built of snow or ice, but the huts in the south of Greenland are made of stone or wood and covered with brush, turf and earth. In the summer, they live in tents made of skins. It is not uncommon to find several families crowded together in the smallest possible space, where they eat, drink and sleep, with fish and flesh lying all around, and dogs reposing on every side. The food of the Eskimo includes almost every animal found within their region, but the seal and the walrus are their principal support for 9 months of the year. Their improvidence often reduces them to terrible straits. Captain Parry speaks of meeting some who had no food, and who, to keep themselves from starvation, were devouring the very skins which composed their clothes. The children are carried about by the mother very carefully on her back, in a fur hood, until they are 2 or 3 years of age, and then they take care of themselves, being expected to imitate what they see their elders do. A boy very early has a bow and arrows to put in his hands, that he may practice shooting at a mark. Towards his 10th year, his father provides him with a kayak, that he may initiate him in the arts of rowing, rising, oversetting and coming up again, foaling, fishing, and all those dexterous feats in which he is himself skilled. In his 16th year he is expected to accompany his father in seal catching, and his first seal is made the occasion of great festivity. The girls at 14 years of age are required to sew, cook, and dress leather, and 2 or 3 years later they must learn to row the woman's boat and build houses. The traffic of the Greenlanders is, of course, limited to a very small number of articles. They not unfrequently load their sledges and boats with various commodities, and start off with their families on a trading expedition. They often stay away for a year or more, during which time they build a house in the neighbourhood of some settlement. They rarely cheat, much less rob each other, but they think it fair, and even to the credit of their shrewdness, to cheat Europeans, or steal from them all they can. The blubber and skins which they sell to them are in exchange for almost any article manufactured from iron or steel. They are ignorant of the value of gold, which they do not prize more than tin or brass, but iron in any shape is valuable to them. The Eskimo are not without their festivities. The chief of these is called the Sun Feast, at the winter solstice, to celebrate the reappearance of the sun, and the renewal of the hunting and fishing opportunities. Throughout the country they assemble together in companies, and do their best in the way of entertainment. The perfection to which the Eskimo carry such work as they attempt is quite wonderful, when we consider the scarcity of material, and the want of emulation, and of any division of labour among them. Their houses are built with mathematical regularity, and are well adapted for securing warmth and protection against the encroachments of the weather.